Embrace the yoke of Christ's love, for Christ's yoke is easy and his burden is light. Will you please stand and join me in the call to worship? Christ calls those who are weary and heavy laden. In Christ we find rest. Christ calls us to bear his yoke and learn from him. In Christ we see God's ways. Christ is gentle and humble in heart. In Christ we know God's love. Come, for Christ calls us here. Please join in the opening prayer. You have walked many miles with us, O God. You have comforted and strengthened us along the way. Keep us on your path, for we easily lose our way. As we learn to live in your ways, help us choose the cause of justice and righteousness. Amen. The opening hymn is Come, Thou Fount of Every Blessing. It can be found in your hardback hymnal, page 400, or on the screen.
You may be seated. And before I offer the prayers of the people, I was told this is the time where Addison gets to know that inside this bag there is a small campfire or lantern from a children's playset. that means something to everyone else. Please join me in prayer. Dear Heavenly Father, thank you for the day. Thank you for those that are here, that are listening online, that can't be with us today. We thank you for the rain, for everything it does for the Midwest and the rest of the country, for those that need it for their work, for those that count on it for the work they do. Lord, we pray for safe travels for all of those that are going anywhere this summer, be it off to camp, be it off to a sporting event, or around this country to see your amazing bounty. Lord, thank you for the Beekmans that were able to come today to share this service with us from Washington and Montana. And we lift up a huge joy as Corey heads off into his next chapter, taking on your work in Florida, and we know that you'll bring his amazing life, his story, and help him spread your message wherever he lands. In your name we pray, amen. And now if you would all join me in the prayer that Jesus taught us. Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done, on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom, and the power, and the glory forever. Amen. And now if Addison will come up, and any kids that want to share in the story.
Good morning. Here's our little camp. So it's a lantern and a campfire. It's a lantern with a campfire on it. You don't know, this is from your camping set. That's so cool. Did everyone see it? Yes, I'm stalling to try to think of something. All right, so Sunday school kids. How did God reveal himself to Moses? Through the staff, that's right. But there was a fire, it was a burning bush, right? Yeah, in our movie that we watched, it was like a purple color, wasn't it? But there was a burning bush, that's how he talked to Moses, right? That's a really weird way to reveal yourself, isn't it? It's not really how we'd think about seeing God. When we think about seeing God, what do you guys think about?
Like home.
Like home? That's a good way. What else? Let's see. What about in like nature? If you see like some a really pretty view, is that how God can reveal himself?
Yes.
Yeah? What else? Let's get like two more.
Did you say talking to me?
What?
What'd you say?
Oh, yes, God talking to you. I was like, oh my gosh, that's so sweet. Thank you. Yes, God will talk to you. That's right. When you pray and God will answer. What else? Let's do like one more. Can we get one from this side of the room? The Bible. All right, one more. Do you guys want to phone a friend? Congregation. Praying. Congregation. What's a way that you guys see God? Love. Let's do one more from the congregation. Through the Bible, yes. So God can reveal himself through tons of different ways, through the Bible, through prayer, through
through campfires, if you're like our friend Moses. That's pretty cool, right? So, my challenge to you guys for next week, which means you guys have to come back next week, is I want you guys to look for God in anything. And I want you to come back and tell me how you saw him. You won't be here? You can text me then. It's fine. If you're not here, text me. All right. Sound good? Do we all accept the challenge? I'm getting nods. I'm getting yeses. Perfect. Should we pray? All right. Hey, God. Thank you so much for revealing yourself through everything. Amen.
Oh, wait.
Who will be here next week? But no. All right, here you go.
Today's scripture reading is taken from Romans 7, verses 15 through 25a. I do not understand my own actions, for I do not do what I want, but I do the very thing I hate. Now, if I do what I do not want, I agree that the law is good. But in fact, it is no longer I who do it, but sin that dwells within me. For I know that the good does not dwell within me, that is, in my flesh. For the desire to do the good lies close at hand, but not the ability. For I do not do the good I want, but the evil I do not want is what I do. Now if I do what I do not want, it is no longer I who do it, but sin that dwells within me. So if I find it to be a law that when I do want to do what is good, evil lies close at hand. For I delight in the law of God in my inmost self, but I see in my members another law at war with the law of my mind, making me captive to the law of sin that dwells in my members. Wretched person that I am, who will rescue me from this body of death? Thanks be to God through Jesus Christ our Lord. So then, with my mind, I am enslaved to the law of God, but with my flesh, I am enslaved to the law of sin. Today's special music is brought to us by Tara Smith and Amy Champagne.
Thank you, Tara and Amy. And now, friends, if you would join me during our next musical selection, will take up an offering. This is a reminder that the works that you do come back to you in the form of things that you can give back to Jesus. So anything that you can give, know it goes to support the mission, not just of the First United Methodist Church, but of God Almighty Himself. Heavenly Father, thank you for these blessings, and thanks to those who could give it back to your works. Amen. Now, if you would join me in the hymn of preparation, Just a Closer Walk with Thee, from the Thin Black Hymnal, number 2158. You may be seated. Thank you.
personal side note, I'm sure my grandpa is smiling down from heaven right now. That was one of his favorites. So today's gospel reading is taken from Matthew chapter 11, verses 16 through 19 and 25 through 30. But to what will I compare this generation? It is like children sitting in the marketplaces and calling to one another. We played the flute for you, and you did not dance. We wailed, and you did not mourn. For John came neither eating nor drinking, and they say, he has a demon. The Son of Man came eating and drinking, and they say, look, a glutton and a drunkard, a friend of tax collectors and sinners. Yet wisdom is vindicated by her deeds. At that time Jesus said, I thank you, Father, Lord of heaven and earth, because you have hidden these things from the wise and the intelligent and have revealed them to infants. Yes, Father, for such was your gracious will. All things have been handed over to me by my Father, and no one knows the Son except the Father, and no one knows the Father except the Son, and anyone to whom the Son chooses to reveal him. Come to me, all you who are weary and are carrying heavy burdens, and I will give you rest. Take my yoke upon you and learn from me, for I am gentle and humble in heart, and you will find rest for your souls. For my yoke is easy and my burden is light.
So today, I'm going to talk a lot about coincidence, happenstance. How many out there, raise your hands if you've ever been traveling or on vacation and ran into someone that you know directly. Raise your hands if you've just randomly ran into someone. This last week, Lori and I and the boys, they were actually marching with the Dodger Marching Band in Washington, D.C., and we didn't go with them. We went to watch them, but Lori and I had a vacation. On Monday, we were walking east on Constitution Avenue, which is pretty amazing. And across the street, the sign turned green, and Lori was wondering who is waving at us and walking across the street. And it was my friend Matt and Lindsay Steffen from Fort Dodge. They were also there, not with the band, but taking a vacation. And of course, because there are other Dodgers there, we'd see someone from Fort Dodge. So we saw someone, and I work with Matt at Cargill. We've known each other for 19 years. We started together in Memphis, Tennessee, back in 2004. So fun, small connection. That just happened on Monday. Who has ever been traveling somewhere and you run into an acquaintance that you don't know directly, but it turns out you have a common connection, maybe where you went to school, or where you went to college, or who you've worked with? Who's ever met someone just traveling and you find out we know someone? On Wednesday, Lori and I were flying back from Washington, D.C., and we were in Detroit. We made a stop for, 15 minutes. We had a fairly tight window. Luckily, we were close to the next plane. And when I travel, I tend to dress comfortably, and I was wearing a Montana State t-shirt. That's where I went to college. And as we're disembarking, the pilot points at me and says, Montana State, did you go to school there? And I said, yes, I did. And in 2004, I graduated. He said, that's crazy. I went there in 2002. I graduated with a degree in political science, and now I'm flying planes. I went, oh, great. So that literally just happened this last week. There was a different time on a plane, and this one takes a little longer to tell, so this is all going somewhere, I promise. This is way back when we still lived in Omaha, Nebraska, so this is the better part of 10 years ago. I was on a plane that was supposed to be going from Chicago to Omaha, and it was very, very delayed. We're talking almost an hour and a half delayed, and they told us there's just an issue. Finally, they said, all right, it looks like the issue's resolved. We're going to let everyone on the plane. And we sat there for another hour and a half. So it's been 3 hours. We were an hour and a half late getting on the plane, and then we were on the plane for an hour and a half. And the plane is empty. There's very few seats that aren't empty on this plane. I'm going to say there's 20 people on the plane total. I'm one of them. Then there's a sigh of relief up front from the flight crew, and this gaggle of 7th and 8th graders starts pouring onto the plane. Dozens of kids start getting on. And finally they tell us this was a 7th and 8th grade D.C. history trip of middle schoolers that was delayed leaving Washington, D.C. and needed to get back to Omaha. Oh, so everyone, oh, that makes sense. I'm glad we held this plane for 3 hours because there were 75 kids that wouldn't have gone home. Right after they tell us this, chaperones start getting on. And one of the chaperones that gets on is fairly tall. And I make eye contact with him, and he just yells, "Dave!" I said, "Bill!" The chaperone, the first tall chaperone getting on the plane, was my brother-in-law's father-in-law. So that'd be Lori's brother's father-in-law. Gets on the plane, and sure as heck, they're from Seward, Nebraska. We've met them a couple of times, and they were shepherding this group of 7th and 8th graders back home. And Bill saw where I was sitting next to one of the kids, and he said, no. He kicked a kid out of a seat so I could sit next to him, and we flew back to Omaha together. He told that story again over Thanksgiving, when we met with that family over Thanksgiving about 3 years ago, 2 years ago. So why I'm starting with coincidences is I like to call those God sightings, especially when they're memorable, but they're not all that memorable. Running into someone you know, running into someone that you just have an acquaintance with, all the way to being part of a memory that someone has that lasts a long time. This is from Proverbs chapter 16, verse 9. In their hearts, humans plan courses, but the Lord establishes their steps. So I want to share a couple of more of these God sightings and coincidences with you today, where this gets really exciting, and I'll get at this in a little bit. I literally had a thought of what I was going to talk about today. We got to see the Franklin Delano Roosevelt Memorial in Washington, D.C., and if you ever go, it's one of the first places I go to. The quotes and what that president ushered us through from the Great Depression through World War II, the things he said resonate 80 years later. But I scrapped all that because of what happened this week. So to give some context, so this is directly from gotquestions.org. If you don't know the website, it's one of Google's most turned up websites if you have a biblical question and you just want to know, is this referenced anywhere? The word coincidence is used only once in the New Testament, and it was by Jesus himself in the parable of the Good Samaritan. So this is in Luke. Jesus said, "And by a coincidence, a certain priest was going down in that way, and having seen him, he passed over on the opposite side." So that is Jesus setting up. It was a coincidence that there was a priest there. And of course, he's the one, the first one, he crossed the street. He didn't go to help. The word coincidence is translated directly from Greek. The word is synchiron, which is a combination of two words, sun and kurios. Sun means together with, and kurios means supreme authority. So together with, supreme authority. So in a biblical definition, coincidence most nearly translates to what occurs together by God's providential arrangement of circumstances. So the Greek, it happens circumstantially because God wanted it to. Today, our scripture is from Matthew 11. I found that out last night when I opened up the bulletin that Lindsay had sent out. Lori and I arrived back in Fort Dodge on Wednesday, and Lindsay sent out the bulletin on Thursday. I opened it yesterday, and I've got some more reasons why I didn't get into it until yesterday. So I didn't know that was the scripture for today. No idea. So if everyone, grab your bulletin and bring it up. Flip, I think it's on page 3. Flip to that, and I'll show you why. About 6 years ago, Pastor Andrea asked if I would help share a sermon for the filling station on a Wednesday night. And I've been going to church for a little while. I've been part of some of the admin councils for a while at different churches, but I'd never been asked to share a sermon, to share a message. And Lori can tell you, I was just petrified. And I'm fairly comfortable talking in front of folks, but there was something about giving a message that just had me rattled. So I wrote that sermon, and it's been in my Bible since. It'll probably always be there. So I'd like everyone look down in your scripture reading and go to Matthew 11, verse 29. Verse 29. And I'll read from my sermon here. I said, "What the heck? How do I deserve to talk to you? And how do I deserve to teach your word? What have I sacrificed to deserve being able to be part of your family?" That was the last message I have. And I said, friends, that's when I read this verse. Matthew 11, verse 29. Take any yoke upon you and learn from me, for I am a gentle and humble heart, and I will find rest for your soul. For my yoke is easy and my burden is light. Coincidence? Absolutely. This is again from God Answers, and for those of you that know, I've got to give a couple of sermons, and most of the time mine sound like research projects, because they kind of are. What appears as random chance is in fact overseen by a sovereign God who knows the numbers of hairs on every head. That's according to Luke. Jesus said that not even a sparrow falls to the ground without our Father's notice. In Isaiah, God states unequivocally that he is in charge of everything. I am God, and there is none like me. I make known the end from the beginning, and from ancient times what is still to come. I say, my purpose will stand, and I will do all that I please. From the east I summon a bird of prey, from a far-off land a man to fulfill my purpose. What I have said, that I will bring about. What I have planned, that I will do. With that, a little bit of a rewind. In the summer of 2015, that was our first summer here. We moved here in October, November of 2014. So this is our first summer in Fort Dodge. In a beautiful Facebook connection, and I don't say Facebook's beautiful often, my dad's cousins reached out to us because, of course, they live in Iowa. I had no idea. They invited us to meet up at a small Methodist church down in Ames, and I'm introduced to a family that I've never met. I get to see pictures of my grandpa, Grandpa Beek, who's a Dutchman, and his young family at a Thanksgiving dinner in the 50s in Iowa. His wife's siblings, the Westergreens, that's the Swedish side of our family, they were the ones hosting, and there were pictures of my grandpa and some youngsters, and one of those youngsters is here with us today. That's my Uncle Bob, who I got to see in pictures of him as a youth with a family that I'd never met before. As it turns out, part of that family lives in Boone, Iowa, very close to here, about an hour. And they attended the First United Methodist Church of Boone. Now, for those that were here before we got here, can anyone remember a young, in her 30s pastor that was the pastor in Boone, Iowa, before she came to Fort Dodge? So Pastor Andrea was the pastor for my Westergreen side of the family, and she knew my family before I did. Coincidence? Absolutely. When we consider life events, we tend to classify them as important or unimportant. Many people have no problem believing that God is in charge of the big things, but assume that such a big God would not trouble himself with the seemingly minuscule events of our everyday lives. However, that understanding is just colored by our human limitations. He does not need to conserve his strength because his power is limitless. His attention is never divided. If the Lord God tracks every sparrow, then nothing is too small for his attention. He's often referred to as the Almighty, a name denoting unrestricted power and absolute dominion. The COVID pandemic was one of the worst experiences in many of our lives. But God was still doing amazing work. The Westergreen side of our family, and they just mentioned through this, they got to see our services here at Fort Dodge first because their church wasn't streaming services. So they started to attend from Boone our services again. My mom, Teresa. Hi, Mom. She's gone to church. That's how she says it. She's gone to church ever since. She is watching today. I got to deliver a Father's Day sermon in 2021, 2 years ago, and at approximately 7:50 a.m. Pacific Standard Time, my Aunt Julie decided to click on a Facebook notice about our services, and from Washington State, she got to share in the sermon I prepared about her father and her brother. My Aunt Julie is here with us today. It's a coincidence. On June 3rd, the Westergreen side of our family, from down in Boone and Ames and Des Moines, were in the basement of our church, of First United Methodist Church, celebrating my son Nathan's graduation. On June 19th, Luke asked if I could do the sermon today. casually, I said, sure. This is on a Monday, but I'm literally going to Minneapolis tonight, and I'll be gone all week. And right after we get back, I'm flying to Washington, D.C. I have no time to prepare, so as long as you're trusting in God that I'll have something to talk about on July 9th, sure, I'll do it. Here I am. When we were getting ready to leave for D.C., my dad got a hold of me and let me know that he and his siblings were going to be here this week. Our cousin Lynn from the Westergreen side of the family passed away on June 28th, just 3 weeks after she was here celebrating with us. That is a coincidence. On Friday night, the Dodgers baseball team was playing in Des Moines against Roosevelt. For those that don't know, we won. As Lori and I walked to the gate, the couple in front of us turned just slightly, and the lady exclaimed, "It's the Beekmans." It was my cousin's cousins, the Westergreens, Julie and Carl, and of course, their son Ben plays on Des Moines Roosevelt. That's just coincidence. We hadn't seen them since 2015, since we were together in Ames. And we shared a beautiful service with that family down in Boone yesterday, and my aunt and uncle got to be here for the first time to share this with me. A special coincidence. So, citing coincidence is how we humans explain unexpected events and surprise meetings. But just because we're taken by surprise did not mean that God is. Scripture is clear that God allows sinful humans to make mistakes and reap the consequences of those mistakes. But only a sovereign God could also promise he will make all things work together for the good of those who love God and are called according to his purpose. That's from Romans. In ways known only to God, he takes even our mistakes and unplanned events and weaves them together to fulfill all of his purposes. Coincidences? Absolutely. And amen. Now, if you would rise as you're able and join me in our closing hymn, How Firm a Foundation, from the United Methodist Hymnal, number 529, verses 1, 2, and 5. And friends and family, if you'll receive the benediction. May the light of God shine down on you, and may all of your coincidences be your God signs. Go in peace. Our service is ended. Amen.